We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Talk to our boy Kyle Krabs, director of scouting for the Draft Network and the host of the Locked on Fins podcast. You can follow him on Twitter also, at Grinding the Tape. Kyle, good morning. Welcome to a winning streak. How about that?
We are going streaking, guys. Good morning. Hope everybody's doing well.
We are, Kyle. We got a lot of stuff to – it looked like the lights went on in the three J's. Started kind of with Javon Holland and Jalen Waddle, and now Jalen Phillips. What have you seen from Jalen Phillips, who just looks over the last couple weeks like a different guy? Is it the way they're using him with the games, the blitzing, and that's all he's got to worry about is rushing the passer? What's changed for this guy?
Yeah, you know, I think the game script has kind of put this defense in a spot where they can be a little bit more assertive to just go get the opposing quarterback. And I think that it was best manifested in this pass game in which Jalen had three, could have had four, and then the pass defense at the line of scrimmage. And he coming out of Miami was somebody who that defensive structure was a lot of just, hey, man, hair on fire, go get the quarterback. And this defensive structure in Miami is a little bit more calculated, and you're setting up gaps for other guys. And, well, this was the game in which you kind of saw them really let him off the leash, in my opinion. And, you know, whether he's rushing in the B gap and he's ripping through that right guard and flattening really hard and getting the cam, or the hard upfield charge and knocking the left tackle on his butt and then spinning back inside as the quarterback steps, it's just – that's where the natural instincts for rushing the passer, I think this is the best chance we've had to see him showcase that part of his game, because it's play fast and go find the quarterback, because the game script allows you to do that.
Kyle, it's no coincidence that outside of one half of that Buffalo game, the last couple of weeks, especially with all these wins, the defense has been playing at a very, very good elite level, maybe you could say at that point. What's been the biggest difference you've seen in this defense in the last 4 or 5 weeks?
I think the trust in the back end to play aggressive. And, you know, they've Joe, how many times we heard Joe ask in the first month or 2 months of the season, where's the dance in seven?
Right.
Right. Well, they made the decision, whoever's making the call, Javon Holland, whoever else, and understandably with that guy being a rookie, you might have wanted to be a little conservative early on, but it really feels like they trust him with the full gamut now, and they're trusting their guys on the back end to have things sorted out. And, no, they're still playing catch coverage in a lot of these zero situations, and I think that's probably to avoid some rubs and picks that could create some even more explosive plays. They're going to trust these guys with eyes in the backfield to be reactive and step downhill and trigger and make tackles if they need to, but they're also putting a lot of trust on their defensive line if they're going to throw quick against these zero looks to get their hands up and bat these passes down. So I think it's really just kind of the trust in that the coverage is going to be sorted out on the back end, so it's going to allow us to be a lot more exotic and aggressive with what we do on the front.
Let me ask you, Kyle, is Liam Eichenberg, I heard Coach yesterday say he's getting a little better. Have we seen that in the last couple of weeks when you break everything down? Is he getting better at left tackle?
Yeah, so I'm not quite sure where the big sticking point is for him, but you can definitely tell. Just based on looking at his stance and his weight distribution, it looks like he's selling out a little bit more for speed up the field. I think in the run game, like, he is solid. He doesn't necessarily stick on all his blocks with great consistency, but he gets good movement off the A level of defense. So in the run game, I really like what he's done. And I do think that they were able to keep enough balance offensively the last couple of games with being able to run the football. You know, everything's complementary. And I think having some level of a consistent push in the run game and a running threat has allowed him to kind of settle into playing within himself and not feeling so urgent that, man, they're bringing the house. I really got to get depth in this pass set, and then I'm oversetting, and they're coming back inside. Weight distribution's off, and they're going to hit me with speed to power, and they're going to knock me off my base. So I think it is kind of a complementary thing. And, you know, we talked earlier this season, Joe, about the challenges of starting this guy, drafting him as a left tackle, moving him to right tackle, then left guard, back to right tackle, then left tackle. So hopefully, you know, we see him kind of follow that and mirror that same progression that we saw with Robert Hunt last year at right tackle, which, you know, he didn't necessarily play his best football when he first got into the game, but over the last month or so of the season, he really settled in and showed his potential. And I'm hoping we get to see that from Liam.
Yeah, and then, of course, the other one is, we talked about early this morning here, is Tua Tagovailoa. Made some big jumps. Where are you right now in Tua Tagovailoa as a starting quarterback?
I'm encouraged. Obviously, the question that you're going to want to see maintained throughout the end of the year is you'd like to see no more blips on the radar as far as injuries or things that could potentially impact his availability, because that was one of the big questions on him coming out of Alabama. But it feels like this offense has done a nice job over the last couple of weeks of putting more layers into what they're doing. You're seeing a lot more of the jet motion and using that speed in the backfield at the snap, whether it's Waddle or Wilson, to put some new layers into these RPOs instead of just having it be this real vanilla. And I don't know if that's out of necessity, if that's the pace in which they were able to get guys to digest the playbook. I don't know what the answer is here. But again, kind of going back to what we were talking about with Liam, I think the passing game itself is more complementary. And I'm really excited the fact that, what, we've had a 50-plus yard completion in each of the last three games between Baltimore, New York, and this past week. So you're seeing some chunk gains start to be created now, and it's starting to look like what we thought it was going to look like in training camp, where it's like, yeah, you get the ball, let those guys do the work for you. It's just you got to get the timing down and find the right guy in stride to split those safeties the way that Jalen Waddle did this past weekend.
Kyle, I never thought I'd say this, or at least a year ago I never thought I'd say this. I can't wait for Michael Dieter to come back to this offensive line. Can't believe those words came out of my mouth.
Yeah, and, you know, Mike played really well for the first couple of games of the season before he had the foot injury. And Austin Ryder, you know, obviously the center position's kind of been musical chairs, and that's another complicated layer to evaluating the offensive line group as it is. But I do think the return of Michael Dieter can give you a lot more balance and push inside. Austin Ryder hasn't been overly effective over the last 2 weeks. On Sunday, it was snap issues, and the week before that, it was a lot of quick upfield penetration from those Jets defensive tackles that really created some havoc, and you saw them try and hit some pullers and trap those guys to counteract that a little bit. But Ryder's been maybe the biggest sore spot on the line the last 2 weeks. So if you do get Michael Dieter back and you're able to put him back in the lineup, that's a big win for the rest of the season, but that's also a big win for evaluating the player that you have in him, as you're going to have to make some decisions for offensive linemen this offseason.
Kyle, we were talking about this also early this morning. Just watching the National Football League, I know you watch all the different games. There could be 8+ teams next year looking for quarterbacks, and there's not that many coming out in this draft. I'm just curious. There's a good chance Tua Tagovailoa is going to be the starting quarterback here next year. Would you agree with that if somebody was to say that to you right now, or are you not so fast, my friend?
Well, I think if you maintain the momentum that you've built for the past four games, four starts that he's had since he came back from IR, you know, he has four games with a passer rating over 100, and it might not look super sexy, right? Like, everybody wants the bombs away, throw it down the field, and, you know, just throw bombs left and right all over the field. And this is a little bit more of a point guard quarterback right now, where he's dispersing, and within 10 yards, he's very accurate and crisp decision-making. And as his comfort grows, and I want to see this over the rest of the season, if his comfort grows, his trust in when the pocket is there for him to take shots. Because I did think there were a couple of plays against Carolina where we had Jalen Waddle streaking downfield, and either it was a play action where he turned his back to the defense and came back around and either didn't see it or didn't trust that he was going to be able to get set up in time with the pressure to get it there. If he continues to make chunk plays happen, and I think it would have to be the perfect situation for Miami to feel as though this is a slam dunk, bona fide, no questions asked upgrade at a reasonable cost, because he is showing the potential that you thought he would have. And then the big question for Miami is, make sure you get people in here, if they are not the people that are here now, who are all the way in on building around what he is capable of doing. Because that was the assumption when he was drafted, was, you know, you understand he is an RPO style quarterback, and you just got to make sure you're all in on this, and let's kind of right some of the wrongs with the struggles on the offensive line and the young coaches. Let's make sure we get people in here that can really help accentuate what he does well.
Kyle, what do you think about the addition of Philip Lindsay to the running game? Do you think how much do you think that's going to help, if any?
Well, if he's going to play with the degree of energy and the chip on his shoulder that he played against Carolina,
right.
I watch him play all day long, right, man. You could tell he's definitely got a little something to prove. Went to Houston on a one-year deal and was cut before the end of that deal was up, and he was kind of an afterthought in the backfield. And I do think he's probably the most explosive back that you have on the roster right away. I do think from a quick twitch perspective, he's probably the most sudden in short spaces if, you know, the point of attack does get blown up. And if he's going to play with that kind of attitude in pass pro, and I love the quote that he had about the attitude and the mentality that he brings, you know, as he's able to get onboarded, I would say let's give him a big opportunity here and let's take advantage of this. And if he ends up catching on, you know, then he's somebody we're going to have a head start on getting a contract negotiation on, because he is an expiring contract at the end of the year.
Yeah, it wasn't by accident that he came in the same week he got that many carries. I'm
right.
Not buying. They went, uh-oh, we got something we think can help this running game, which is really struggling. All right. So the other one is, I keep hoping, Will Fuller and DeVante Parker, could this be the week? I know. But, hey, listen, they are, when they're healthy, they're both going to be an upgrade to go. And it's nothing against the other guys. It's not a shot at the other guys that are playing. Hell, we're playing more tight end than I can ever, double tight end than I can ever remember, and triple tight end. But it would be nice to see those two and see what we can do with those guys. Have you given up on them, or are you still in on them till the end?
I've kind of mentally checked out on both of them, and if we get them back and they make contributions, then that'll be the icing on the cake here. I don't know the degree and the severity of either one of their personal injuries, so I can't speak too much with it. But, you would think with a finger and a hamstring, like, this team's won four in a row. They're sitting at 5-7 right now. They got a couple games coming up that you feel good. Home games for them. Well, if you were ever going to be ready to put your foot on the gas and say, hey, man, let's go. Tua's out here playing with broken ribs and a chipped finger on his throwing hand.
Right.
Like, come on, guys. You guys are getting $10 million plus per season. Let's put our money where our mouth is here, and let's help this team really try and make a push and finish strong and see if you can make some strong contributions. And for Will Fuller, like, you're going to need it, man. Like, you're in a contract year, and you really didn't have the market you hoped you were going to have last offseason. So if you get the deal that you got, and it's a one-year deal, and you totally flop and you don't play, and you give us three catches for 40 yards or whatever it is, I'm just saying playing could really help you reinvigorate your free agent market, because I have a hard time seeing Miami doubling down on that investment. But, yeah, I've kind of mentally checked out on both of them being something we're going to see here.
He sounds like some of the former teammates.
Dude,
2 months on a friggin' hand? Like, what
come
could
on.
Be wrong with that thumb or that finger? It's been 2 months.
You can't trust either one.
We could add
it
in.
Yeah. Let's just cut it off.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's
right.
go Ronnie Lott on it. Let's just let it go. I don't need it. I don't need this thing.
Oh,
what the heck are we doing? Hey, so I don't want to get ahead of myself. 5-7 and the two New York teams, and between them, a bye week.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I don't want to put the whammy where you come in a little flat and all of a sudden want them play their best game, but you got a realistic chance now now that you got past that Carolina game and they got to know it like we know it, to getting back to 500. And then this thing all of a sudden gets real interesting with tougher three games coming up, including two on the road. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think the important thing for them is don't take the cheese, right? Like, okay, you won a couple games, you're feeling good, you got some momentum. Show up today and take care of business. show up on Sunday and take care of business, then get your R&R and turn your attention to the Jets. I think that is a really big thing that we do need to worry about, because the Giants just came in and Philadelphia entered that game last week, and the Giants won 13-7. And Philadelphia, everybody's talking, oh, Philly, you know, they got a little juice going. You know, yeah. This might be a surprise playoff team, and they lost to New York. And I understand this is a home game for Miami, but any given Sunday. So you really got to be dialed in. But you would like to think, if they bring the right mentality and they can turn this thing back to a reset in week 16 and say, we got three games, the playoffs, they've already started for Miami. But if you can get back to 500 and say, we got a three-game playoff, each game's probably going to get a little progressively tougher. What more can you ask for when this team was at 1-7? So go out and do it.
Yeah.
Could have never thought that at that point.
It's crazy after losing seven straight and getting this thing back on and playing maybe the best game we've seen. Hell, you could argue this was better, as good a win as anything they had last year, and they had some impressive ones. Always great having you. Kyle, thanks so much, Kyle. Man. Appreciate it.
It's good catching up with you guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.